Bezras Hashem Yisbarich, today's daf is the 177th daf in Shas. We begin Perek Kol Kisvei. It's the daf for Shabbos Kodesh, a very special day. We're recording, of course, on Matzahi Shabbos, but a very special day. Tu Bishvat and Shabbos Shira on the same day. Daf of Tu Bishvat and Shabbos Shira. Our Perek is going to be discussing, it was actually a Perek that was related to us. Baruch Hashem, everything is fine, but we had a small fire in our house by our Shabbos table this Shabbos. And that was the daf of the Shabbos. And that is the halachos of saving things in the case of a fire. That's what Perek Kol Kisvei is all about. We will probably discuss it. I will not give the details away. Dovi seems to be curious. But we will give away the details in halacha from the daily daf of what happened. Baruch Hashem, everything is fine. We'll have to discuss if we handled it correctly. The Mishnah says, Kol Kisvei HaKodesh, all ksavim that are holy, Matzilin Osam Ipnei HaDleika, you should save them in front of a fire, Bein Shekorim Behen, Ubein She'en Korim Behen. So, here we're dealing with a fire that has broken out. We're assuming that it's not going to be put out, as we will discuss later on in our Perek. And now the Shaila is whether you're allowed to carry things out to save them. Rashi explains the Ramaskal Matzilin Asan that you are carrying them out to a Mavui She'eno Mefulush. And the Chiddush of our Mishnah, Rashi explains, is that we are not talking about a case where it's a Rishus HaRabim outside, or even a Carmelist, but rather there was a Rishus HaYachid that he was carrying into. Rashi describes a Mavui She'eno Mefulush. But the Chiddush over here is that he's allowed to be Matriach on Shabbos, he's allowed to be involved with a Tircha Yisera. This is Rashi's explanation of our Mishnah. So, Kol Kisvei HaKodesh Matzilin Osam Mipnei HaDleika, and our daf is going to be discussing what type of Kisvei HaKodesh are we discussing. That's going to be the whole daf. Mishnah tells us that these Kisvei HaKodesh are Bein Shekorim Ben, Ubein Shein Korim Ben. Whether you read from these Kisvei HaKodesh or not, here we will go with the Girsa of the Bach. And even though it was written in any language, it's still considered Kisvei Kodesh, Tu'unim Geniza, and they require Geniza as well. They need to be buried, you can't throw them in the garbage. And why do we say that the individuals did not read from it? Mipnei Bitul Beis HaMedrash. Because we didn't want to be mevatel the Beis HaMedrash. Rashi explains that on Shabbos, when people came to shul, we'd prefer that they hear from the Rav, the drasha, of what's mutter and what's aser to do, as opposed to, because they need to know tachlis, what the halachos are, even if they're not going to be reading Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Now, the Gemara is going to read the Mishnah a little bit differently than the way we read it. We read the Mishnah straight, simply as translating it. We're going to see that the Gemara will learn it a little bit differently. Itmar. The Gemara now begins to discuss what type of Kisvei Kodesh are we referring to. Itmar, we learned, Hayuksuvim Targim O B'chol Lashon. What happens if the Torah was written in a translation of Targum? Of course, that's in Aramis, in Aramaic. Or it's written in, let's say, for example, English. Do you save it? Rav Huna Amar, Ein Matzilin Osam Pnei HaDleika. Rav Huna says you don't save them. Rav Chisda Amar Matzilin Osam Pnei HaDleika. Chizda says you do. So there's going to be an important machlokis that we're going to discuss throughout. This machlokis between Rav Huna and Rav Chizda, whether we save these things. Continues the Gemara. Aliba demand Amar lit no likros behem. According to the demand Amar that says that you're supposed to read even from Tanakh that's in English. So then the kulei amalo pligi dematzilin. It'll be a davar pashat that you would save it. And even Rav Huna would say that you do. Keep Ligi, there's a discussion, which we're going to have later on, whether you're supposed to learn Sifrei Kodesh in other languages, particularly Tanakh. Keep Ligi, Ali the Man Domar, Lo Nitnu Likros Ben. According to Man Domar, it says that you're not supposed to. Rav Huna Amar, Mein Matzilin, Da Lo Nitnu Likros Ben. Huna says you can't save it because it's not Nitin to be read. Rav Chizda Amar, Matzilin, Mishun Bizayon Kisvei Kodesh. Or Rav Chizda says that it would be a Bizayon not to save it, and therefore the halacha is that you're supposed to save them. It's not we learned in our mission. Now we're going to connect our mission to this machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. Rav Huna says you're not supposed to say them, and Rav Chisda says that you are. So now we learned in the mission of Kol Kisvei HaKodesh, Matzil Noisim Pnei Adleika, all Kisvei Kodesh you're supposed to save, Bein Shekorim Ben, Bein She'ein Korim Ben. Whether people read it or people don't. Let's go again with the Girsa of the Bach. Va'afal pi sheksuvim b'chol lashon. And even if they're written in every language. So our Mishnah had said, Bein shekorin, bein she'en korin. Now, we're going to try to read the Mishnah according to Rav Huna and according to Rav Chisda. My lav, shekorin ben was b'shekorin ben, nevim. V'she'en korin ben, ksuvim. Afal pi sheksuvim b'chol lashon. Ksuvim. We said are ain korim, and even though they're written, delo nidu likros ben, you're not supposed to read it. The Gemara deduces that our Mishnah said bein shekorim ben, bein shein korim ben. Now clearly, korim ben, we're not talking about, the Gemara assumes we're not talking about Torah, but we're talking about neviim or ksuvim. Why the Gemara doesn't assume Torah is an interesting question. But the Gemara assumes that we're not talking about Torah at all. And here we talk about Bein Shekorim Ben or Bein Shelo Korim Ben. So Nevi'im, the Gemara says, must be something that we be Korim Behem if it's Bechol Lashon, and Ein Korim Behem are Ksuvim, that we wouldn't be, it wouldn't be allowed to read them. Uktani Matzilim, and nevertheless it says that you are Matzil them. So Tiyufta, Utiyufta de Rav Huna, and it will be a Kasha against Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, if it's lo niten likros, so then in such a case, ein matzilim, then you let them burn. Gemara says, am locha Rav Huna, v'tizbra. Rav Huna says, but even according to you, you're going to get stuck reading the Mishnah as well. Ein seifa, last narrow line. What about the seifa? Tu'unin gniza. The seifa said that these things that are sheksun b'chol lasham are tu'unin gniza. Hashta, if you're right, that we're talking about Ein Korim Behem, that you're not allowed to read it. That's what we're talking about. And even the things that you're not allowed to read in English, in other words, they're not supposed to be written in English, you're not allowed to read them in English, like possibly Ksulim, according to some of Farshim, the halacha is that you're allowed, that you don't have, you're not supposed to say them. Hashta, Tzule, that you're supposed to save them, excuse me, you are supposed to save them. Hashtat Sule Matzlinon, Genuzi Miboi. Once we say that you're supposed to save them, then do they need Gneza? They shouldn't need Gneza. Would you ever think that you don't need Gneza? Of course it needs Gneza. Gneza Miboi, does the mission need to tell us that Chidush? So the Gemara says that Rav Huna retorts, the way you had read the Mishnah also doesn't make sense. So right now, we have no correct way of reading the Mishnah. Elo, Rav Huna mitaritz l'tameh, Rav Chisda mitaritz l'tameh. Rav Huna will answer according to his Shita, and Rav Chisda will answer according to his Shita. Rav Huna mitaritz l'tameh, bein shekorim behem, nevim, ubein she'ein korim behem, ksuvim. That, what does it say, mean bein shekorim behem? There we're talking about nevim. Rav Huna gives a fantastic teretz, and Rav Huna reads the Mishnah in the following way. In the second line of the Mishnah, when we said, Bein Shekarim Behem and Bein She'en Karim Behem, so says Rav Huna, that's talking about, Karim Behem is Nevi'im, and Ein Karim Behem is Ksuvim. We looked around a little bit, and we did not find why Nevi'im is called Karim Behem and Ein Karim Behem Ksuvim. And Davi Borenstein suggested nicely that it could be that Karim Behem is Nevi'im, because that's what we read for in the Haftorah. That's partly what Davi said. We said it together, right, Davi? That partly from the Haftorah. And Ein Karim Behem is the Ksuvim that we don't read. Davi pointed out we don't read the Haftorah from it. And so therefore, that's why the Mishnah refers to it as Ein Karim Behem. And then Rav Huna says like this, Bamedvarim Amurim, when do we say this? Sheksuvim B'Lashon Kodesh. That's only when it's written in Lashon Kodesh that we save it. Avol b'chol lashon, but if it's written b'chol lashon, ain matzilin. Then you would not save it. Va'afilu achi. Then the end of the Mishnah comes to add gniza bo, that you do still need to do gniza. In other words, even though you're not matzilin, but you still need to do gniza. Okay, so this is how we answer according to Rav Huna. We continue four lines into the wide, five lines into the wide, according to Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda mitaretz etamei. Rav Chisda answers according to his reasoning. Bein shekarim ben neviim ubein shein karim ben ksuvim. The things that are korbem, neviim, let's go with the previous pshat also, then the haftorah. And those things that you're not korbem, that's the ksuvim. Afal pi sheksuvim b'chol lashon, nami matzilin. Even if it's written b'chol lashon, you also save them. In other words, according to Rav Chisda, it's telling us you do save, and according to Rav Huna, it's telling us that you don't save. V'hachi ka'amar. And then what's the seifa coming to tell us? If we say that in the reisha, the halach is that you're matzilin, so certainly you don't need to tell me that it needs gneiza. According to Rav Huna, I need the seifa to tell me that you need gneiza, because the reisha said that you're not matzil if it's b'chol lashon. But according to Rav Chisda, that says that you're still matzil, it certainly it will require gneiza. So Gemara says, telling us another chiddush, the seifa. V'hachi kamra umakak shelahen tu'unin gneiza. Rashi explains that if it's been entirely decayed and it's falling apart, it still needs gneiza. The Gemara asks a question: Meisive ha'yuksuvim targim v'chol lashon matzilin ozon pnei adleika. We learn beferish that if the ksuvim are targum and chol lashon, you're matzil pnei adleika. To yufta the Ravuna, it's a kasha according to Ravuna. Says the Gemara, Amlecha Rav Huna, Hai Tana, Savar Nitnu Likros Bahen. It's not a kash against me at all. Rav Huna will always answer any raya you bring that says that you're matzil on the Svarim that's going according to the Tana who says, Nitno Likros Bahen, that you're allowed to read it. We're going, Rav Huna was going according to Mandama that says, Lo Nitno Likros Bahen. Tashma, we try another proof. Hayuksuvin Giftis, Midius, Ivris, Ilmis, Yevonis. These are different types of languages. Of course, we recognize the Yevonis as being Greek. Ivris, Rashi explains, comes from the word Aver Hayardain, from the other side of the Yardain. The modern expression Ivrit really is Aver, from the other side. So, the Gemara says, we quote a Braisa, Afa pi shalom nitan l'prosmen matzin osam pnei adleika. We said that you're allowed to save it. Now, these are shar lishonos. Nevertheless, the halacha is that you save them. To yufta the Ravuna, it's a kasha against Ravuna. Answers the Gemara, Amlecha Ravuna, Ravuna will tell you tanoihi. That's dependent on another machlaik is tanoim. The sanya, as we learned in a braisa, hayuksuvim targum ubechol lashon. If it's written in a targum or in all language, matzilin osam ipnei hadleika, you're allowed to save it. So the Tanakama says that you are allowed to save. Rabbi Yosi says, that you're not supposed to save. Rabbi Yosi tried to prove his point. Maisa ba'aba chalafta, sh'oye etzel Rebbe Gamliel bi Rebbe Litferia. Abba chalafta, who was by Rebbe Gamliel bay Rebbe in Tveria. Rashi tells us that Rebbe Gamliel bay Rebbe doesn't mean that Rebbe Gamliel, the son of Rebbe. Rather, it just means that he was a great man. That's what Bei Rebbe means. Rebbe Gamliel, the son of a great man, Litveria. And Umatsu, when he found him, Shayo Yoshev al Shulchano, that he was sitting by the table. Let's go with the parentheses over here. Shal Yochan Hanazuf, Ubiyado Sefer Iuv Tirgum. Vukarebo. And he saw Sefer Iuv Miturgam in Aramaic. Amir lo. So Abba Chalafta gave Rebbe Gamliel Musar. Ani be Rebbe Gamliel Avicha. I was by Rebbe Gamliel, your father. Zachor Ani be Rebbe Gamliel Avi Avicha. That I remember, Rebbe Gamliel, the father of your father, your grandfather, thank you for correcting me. Rashi explains that Rebbe Gamliel Avi Avicha is Rebbe Gamliel Hazaken, and his grandson, Rebbe Gamliel, was in the door of Abba Chalafta, and that Rebbe Gamliel's grandson was Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi. So this is four generations up from Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi. Scharani Rebbe Gamliel Avi Avicha Shaya Omer Al Gabe Malo Baharabayis. He was standing by the Harabayis. Veviu Lefanav Sefer Iov Turgum, and they brought in front of him a Sefer Iov that was translated. Va'omar, and he said, Libanoi, and he said to the builders, it seems, it's hard to find a good translation over here, but it seems it would mean that he spoke to the builders, Shakot Tachas HaNidbak, Shaku tachas hanidbok. Bury it under the pile of stones. Afu tzivalov viganzu. So too you, says Abba Chalafta, Afu tzivalov viganzu, he instructed the descendant, Rebbe Gamliel, to bury it. Now, why is Reb Yossi mentioning this? Reb Yossi is mentioning this to bring out the idea that translated Svarim are not supposed to be around, and therefore, and require Geniza, and that if they're not supposed to be around, then that might be a reason that one would not be Matzil. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Amar Areva Sheltit Kafala. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda had a slightly different version of the story, and he said that they poured on it a lot of cement. Amar Rava Shtei Tshuvos Bedavar. Rava says that there are two responses to this. Chada Vechitit Bahar Abayis Midayim. Says Rava, I find it hard to believe that they poured cement on top of it. Number one, because did they have cement in the Har Abayis? Va'oid v'chimut el abdom biyad. Even though you're not supposed to have it, you have translated. But are you allowed to destroy it biyadayim? El b'nicham b'makom hatarfa v'heim mekriven aleim. But rather they left it. According to Rashi, it means in a makom hefker, and it rotted by themselves. The first Tana seems to say that they buried it, but according to this daya, that it rotted by themselves. Now, our Gemara had said that every time Rav Huna gets involved with a kasha, he'll just say that he's going according to the Man D'Amar that says that you're not allowed to read it. Man Tanoi, who is this Machlekes Tanoim when Rav Huna said he's going according to the other Tana? Ilema Tanakama de Rav Yossi, if we're going to say that it means a Tanakama de Rav Yossi, because we learned in the above Braisa, 9 lines from the Badim, that the Tanakama said that the halacha is that you're allowed to save it because presumably you're allowed to write it. And he said, Matzilin Osam Pnei Adleika. And Rav Yossi disagrees. Vidilma Ba'akam Iflagi. Maybe they're not arguing about saving it. Maybe they're arguing about the following. Mar Savar Nitna Likros Behem, Umar Savar Lo Nitna Likros Behem. They're simply arguing whether you're allowed to read it or not. Explains Rashi. Rashi explains that the kasha is, then Rav Chisda is not going to fit according to Rav Yossi. Because Rav Chisda was of the opinion Matzilim, even if it's Lo Nitna Likros. So that can't be. When the Gemara says that Rav Huna and Rav Chisda are arguing about the Machlokes Tanoim, then that can't be that case. Because according to Rav Chisda, again, even if it's Lo Nitain Likros, nevertheless, you're allowed to be Matzil. Ela Rav Yossi, rather, well, the two opinions are Rav Yossi Vitana de Gifteris. According to the first day, according to Rav Huna, he's going to follow Rav Yossi that says that you can't be Matzil. Who's Rav Chisda going to follow? The Tan of Gifteris. What is the Tan of Gifteris? So if you look back, what we learned about 9 or 10 lines from the bottom of Kuf Tes Vav, Amid Aleph, we had Toshma Yaksuvin Gifteris, that Man D'Amar said that you save all things. So that Man D'Amar will work, according to Rav Chisda, even if it's Lo Nitein Rishus Likasa, even if you're not supposed to write it, nevertheless, the halacha is that you're allowed to save it. We pick up 5 lines from the top, a new angle to our sets of halachas from our Mishnayos, and now we begin this new angle. The previous discussion, the Machlokas Rav Huna Rav Chisda, we've essentially finished. Gemara begins a new discussion about what qualifies as Kisvei Kodesh that one would be Matzil. Tan Rabbanan, Habrachos V'Hakimiyin. If you have things that were written out as brachos, Rashi explains, for example, Tefillah, Yud Ches and Shar Brachos. Kmiyin. Kmiyin were amulets that were written that were believed to have powers to be able to heal people. Afal Pishyesh Ben Osio Shel Shem Umein Yonez Harbe Shabbatari. Even if it has the Osios of shame, as well as many things that are interesting from the Torah. This is a source for the Hebrew word, Ma'anyen. Interesting, right? Many interesting topics from the Torah. Eimatzinosam bnei adleika, el nisrafis bim koman, you allow them to be burnt in their place. Hein v'askara seyen, even the shemos that are inside of them. Mikan amru, kaisvei brachas kisayfei teira. From here we learn that those who write brachas is considered as if they burnt Torah. Rashi explains that because they're going to have to let it burn if there's a fire on Shabbos, those who write brachos are considered like sorfei Torah. Ma'aseh be'echad Gemara continues with a story. Shai kosev b'tzidon. He was writing psukim in Sidon. Bovo dios Rabbi Yishmael. They came and they informed him to Rabbi Yishmael. V'halach Rabbi Yishmael levokro. And Rabbi levokro. Rabbi Yishmael came to check him out. Kishaya basulam. So when he started going up the ladder. Now, the allegation was that this fellow was adding psukim and things, not writing Sifrei Kodesh. He was stam adding things into the things that he was writing, and that was going to be a problem because, like we called above before, Kosei Brachos Kisofer Torah. Okay, so Kishayel Basulam, Rabbi Yishmael was going up. In those days, many people, when they lived upstairs, how do you get upstairs? You got upstairs on the ladder. Hirgishbo, so then he realized Rabbi Yishmael was coming. Natal Tumus Shel Brachos, and he took a whole bunch of brachos that he had written. V'shakon v'safal shomayim. And he dunked it into a bucket of water, and the ink wasn't permanent ink, and the ink disappeared. U'balashin hazeh omer loy Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael said to him the following, Gadol einesh achron min arishon. The onesh for doing what you had done by putting it in the bucket was worse than what you had done beforehand. Rashi and the Mefarshim explain that the first hand, if they were going to be destroyed, so then he's considered Kesar Fei Taira. On the other one, he did it Biyadayim, he caused those psukim to be erased, so that was even worse. Boimine Resh Lakish Me Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Resh Galusa asked Rabba Rav Huna. Hayekaisim Besamu Besikra Bekumusim Mekan Kenusim Belashim Kodesh. Matzilin Osam Pnei Adleiko Ein Matzilin. Now these are different types of dyes that are not, and inks, that are not as strong as the regular ink that we use. So, it's not permanent ink. And there's a fire chas v'chalila. Are you supposed to save them, or are you not supposed to save them? So, explains the Gemara. T-boy, our question is, l'man d'amr matzilin, t-boy, l'man d'amr ain't matzilin. We can ask the question in both directions. Both according to the man d'amr who says matzilin, and according to the man d'amr who says ein matzilin. What do we mean? The Madnorma says matzilin, Madnorma says ein matzilin. We had earlier the machlokis between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. We also had Tanoim that had argued about different Sifrei Kodesh, were you out to matzil or not. So let's flesh it out. Says the Gemara as follows. T-boy, the Madnorma, ein matzilin. I could ask you, according to the Madnorma, says that you're not allowed to save. Hanim yerechad iksivi targum b'chol lashon. Who said that you can't save when it's targum b'chol lashon? Aval hacha, but here by the ink that's not permanent, iksivi b'lashon kodesh matzilin. Maybe since written b'lashon kodesh, you'd be matzil. Oidil more, maybe I feel mal nor matzilin. When do we say matzilin? Hanim yerechad iksivi b'diyod mekayim. That's only when it's written b'diyod where it lasts. Aval hacha, but over here kivin lo mekayim lo. So it's a shaila. Amalei ein matzilin. Says you're not supposed to be matzil. Ask the marva, Rav Hamnuna, tani matzilin. But didn't we learn in the name of Rav Hamnuna that you would be matzil? Amalei e tanya, tanya. If he's going according to that brisa, he could go according to that brisa. My tanya, what brisa are we referring to? Amar Ravashi kidisani, we learned in the brisa. Ein bein svarim lemegila el shasvarim nichtan mechaloshan. The only difference between svarim and Megillah is that Svarim could be written in any language. Megillah has to be written Achdei Ksuva Ashuris, has to be written in Ksav Ashuris. Ala Sefer has to be written in parchment. Ubidiyo, and it has to be written with the right type of ink called Diyo. It can't be written Besamu, Besikra, and so on. Now, what's the Diyuk? The Diyuk is that Megillah has to be written Bidiyo. Zmashma, all other Kisvei Kodesh don't have to be written by Diyo. Now, we know other Kisvei Kodesh is supposed to be Matzil. Elamai, we see from here that you are supposed to be matzil even if it's not in permanent ink, according to that brisa. So if you want to say that you have to, the Amora, Rav Hamnuna, who said they'd have to, he was talking about, he was talking according to this brisa. And the other opinions we're talking about, according to those who disagree. Boimine Rav Huna bar Cholov me Rav Nachman. Rav Huna bar Cholov asked Rav Nachman, Sefer Torah she'em bo lelaket, shmonin v'chamesh osios. Sefer Torah that has less than 85 words. Kigon. Letters, excuse me. Less than 85 letters. Kigon Parshas Vayehi ben Sayaron. Like, Vayehi ben Sayaron, if you count it, in Parshas Baloisra, it's set off by the two backwards nuns that it has. Sach HaKol, the sum is 85 letters. Kigon Parshas Vayehi ben Sayaron, Matzilin Osam Pnei Adleika O Ein Matzilin. The Gemara will tell us in other places that Vayehi ben Sayaron is a sefer by itself. We really have seven Chumashim in the Torah, because the Vayehi ben Sayaron is a sefer by itself.
And
so that's where you, if you have a cheshbon, right? Davi remembers that Rav Nevin Zal has a beautiful Torah about that. There are Vayehi ben Sayaron becomes a sefer by itself. So then we will see that you're allowed to say. Therefore, it shows us that 85 letters you're automatically allowed to save. You're not safe. Amalei v'tiboylach parshas vayim min tzayaron gufa. He said the following question. Parshas vayim min tzayaron itself. Hecha dechaser parshas vayim min. What about if you have vayim min tzayaron itself? What if it's missing? So Gemara says, Heicha dechaser parshas vayim min tzayaron. If there's missing letters in Parshas Vayimin Sayaron, lo kami boilek, then there isn't the shaila. Why? The kivan the ispe has karois. That once it has a shemos Hashem, right? There is a shem Hashem vayibin saya. Afagav the less be shmoyin v'chamesh oisiyos matzilin. Certainly you be matzilit, even if it's less. Ki kami boilek. When do I have the shaila sefer Torah she'em boy that doesn't have any shemos Hashem that were burned, but now it has 85 letters. Alake my. Are we malakate in such a case? Do we gather together the osios nevertheless and say that there's a chiyuv to save it? Amalei ein matzilin. He said that in such a case, you will not be matzil. Let's see Rashi as he qualifies the shayla well. Rashi says, l'lakate sh'nisher is kan teva u'b'mokam acher teva. There was a little bit, there was a word over here and a word over there. But it's not one parsha. So then we say, Ein Matzilin. Eisvei, I'll ask you, Akasha, according to your Psak, Ein Matzilin. Targum Shiksovei Mikro, Mikro Shiksovei Targum. If there was something in the Torah that was written as a Targum, but written out in place of a Targum, a Mikro, what's that? We're going to have later on that every once in a while, there are parts of the Torah that are written in Aramaic, like the word Yigar Sahadusa, that Lavan called the place Yigar Sahadusa. The Torah tells us, and Yaakov called it Galed. So, what happens if you switched it? Targum Shekhsova Mikra. So, Yigar Sahadusa was written as Galed. Well, Mikra Shekhsova Gargum. Or when it was supposed to be written Galed, he wrote out Yigar Sahadusa, Viksav Ivris, as well as, if it's not written in Ashur, in Lashon Kodesh, but it's written in Ivris, Matzilin mipnei adleika. We see that's matzil mipnei adleika. Vein tzarech lomar targum sheb Ezra sheb Daniel, and certainly targum of Ezra and Daniel. Now the Gemara spells out v'shebetora, targum shebetora. Ma'iniu, what is that? Yigar sadusa. Now we're medayik va'af al gav v'les b'shmon v'chamesh osios. We say that even if there isn't 85 letters. Menachem adds well that presumably the Gemara's kasha is like this, that the translated words, the Targum Shememikra of Yigar Sa'adusa is not 85 letters, it's less. Just to add it up, 3 for Yigar and Sa'adusa, etc. So the Gemara's kasha is like this. We see from here that that even less than 85 letters, we learned that if you have Targum Mikra Shiksovo Targum, the halacha is that you're supposed to save them. So Gemara answers simply, Ki Tanya hi lahashlim. No. The Chiddush over there at Bryce is not telling you that you would save just Igar Sadusa, but you would count Igar Sadusa as the 8 or 9 letters, whatever it is, towards the 85. The Gemara continues on the first wide line. Yibaylu, Hani Shmanu v'chamesh osios, Michunasas o Mifuzaros. These 85 letters, they all have to be next to each other or even spread apart. So now we have another Machlokis Ravuna and Rav Chisda. Rav Huna Amar Michunasas. Rav Huna says that you only save the letters that are close to each other. Rav Chisda Amar Afilu Mifuzaros. Rav Chisda says even when they're spread apart. Mesive asks the Gemara Akasha, Sefer Torah Shebola, Sefer Torah that has begun to fall apart. Im Yesh Bola Laket Shmanu V'Chamesh Osios, if there's enough to gather 85 letters, Kilon Parshavay Mitzara Matzilin, Vim Lav, E Matzilin. So what does it sound like to gather? It sounds like they're all over the place. Tiyufta de Rav Huna. It sounds like Akasha Rav Huna. Timur Gemara Chizda Libe de Rav Huna, Bitevos. It doesn't mean that you're taking letters from all over the place, but rather, it means that you're taking letters. If you're taking letters, so then that wouldn't be Mefuzaros. That could be very, very close. And therefore, according to Rav Huna, you can answer that the only time you would save them are by Michunasas. So Gemara's answer of Tevos is that we're talking about blocks of words. We're not talking about that you took a letter all the way from two rolls of parchment down and so on. But rather, you're talking about taking Tevos, Shlema Rashi explains the Dibra Maskel, but Tevos, and that would add up to 85 Osios, and that's not talking about Michunasos, but Mefuzaros, but rather they're talking about Michunasos. In other words, when Rav Huna was Machmir on Mefuzaros, he was only going to be Machmir if you were taking letters from disparate places. But if you were taking whole words, so then in such a case, Rav Huna's chumra would not apply. Rav Huna would consider that still michu nasos. I saw a sharp shot, and with this we conclude that our daf brought down from the Sefer Lashon Hazov that wanted to connect the conclusion part of our daf with the opening part of our daf and suggest that the machlok is here between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, whether you take into account Mefuzaros. Rav Chisda says Mefuzaros would also be saved. Rav Huna saying only letters that are close to each other is lishitasam with the other machlokis that we have, that we started with. The Rav Huna said that you don't save before the fire Kisvei Kodesh Shelo Nitan Likros Ben, the Svarim that you're not supposed to read, while Rav Chisda says you do save them. He wanted to suggest that Rav Huna is consistent with his opinion, that the question of whether you save it or not is whether it's readable or not. Rav Huna says that these Svarim are not readable, for example, those who say that you're not supposed to write translations, and therefore you don't save them. So too, if the letters are apart, it's not readable. And if it's not readable, you don't save it. While Rav Chisda says, even things are not readable, you do save. It's a sharp shot, but it doesn't seem to be muchrach to me, because the Gemara on the bottom of Kuftes Vavim and Aleph that we read connected the discussion of Nitan Likros Behem, Eino Nitan Likros Behem, with Rebbe Gamliel's objection to the translation of the Targum of Iov to the point that he had it put in Geniza. It seems that when we're talking about Kisvei Kodesh, that Lo Nitin Likros Ben, it doesn't just simply mean that you're not supposed, that it's not read, but rather you're not supposed to read it. And for that reason, it seems that Rav Huna says if you're not supposed to read it, therefore you're not supposed to save it. Because ultimately there'll be nothing terrible if it will disappear, just like Rabbi Gamliel wanted the translation of Iov to disappear, which is very different than letters that are spread out, where it could be that it's not readable, but we don't see that Rav Huna wants them to disappear. And therefore, it seems to me that the machlokios are two separate machlokios, but nevertheless, it was a good summary by the Sefer Lashon Hazov of the two issues that came up, two primary issues that came up with in our sugya. We, Bezer Hashem, now go to the halacha section. Bezer Hashem Yisbarech, our halacha topic from the beginning of Perek Kol Kisvei Daf Kuf Tezvav is a summary of some basic points in Geniza for Sifrei Kodesh. This emerges from our Mishnah on Kuf Tezvav that said that all Svarim require Geniza. And from the Gemara, it's clear that it applies to Svarim that were written appropriately both in Lashon Kodesh as well as in other languages, and therefore in English as well. This is codified by the Rambam in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, Kisvei HaKodesh Kulon. All Kisvei Kodesh. Now, Kisvei Kodesh might refer only to the books of the Tanakh. However, Uperushen Ubeureyan, that would apply to all Svarim that are part of the canon of Torah. Also, the Sarfam Ola Abdom Biyad, it's prohibited to burn them or destroy them. And then the Rambam in Hilchos Sefer Torah tells us what to do in terms of Geniza. In Perek Yud Halacha Gimel, and this is codified in Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim, Simin Kof Kuf Nun Dalet, Sif Gimel, Sif Hey, Sefer Torah Shebala, Sefer Torah that has fallen out of use, Meinichen Osa B'Kli Cheres, it's placed in a jar of pottery, it seems to be put in a box that will really, really last. V'gonzen also bekever talmid chacham, and the Sefer Torah also should be put in a kever of a talmid chacham. Now the Kafa Chaim makes an interesting ha'ara. He's medayek that even though the Rambam is clear in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah that the requirement is to have geniza, it's prohibited to be noeg bebizayon all Sifrei Kodesh. However, in disagreement with the Shaul Sechuvas Be'er Sheva and Simim Mem Gimel, he says, and this would make life a lot significantly easier for those who are involved with gathering shemos together and burying them, that the requirement to put into a earthenware utensil is only for a Sefer Torah and not for other Svarim. And he says, the Kav HaChaim's Lashon is, al yikavram besoch sakim otevos, and there isn't a requirement of a clay cheres. It should be important to note that even though we do not follow this opinion of the Prima Gadim, however, the Prima Gadim in Eishel Avram, Sifkot and Tes, says, quoting the Magen Avram, in Sifkot and Tes, of course, that the Magen Avram kamet Sefer Torah Shebala v'hu adin Svarim, that the same applies to Svarim as well, and they would be in the category of lo sasun kein l'shem elokeichem, that one is not allowed to treat bibizayon tashmishei kedusha, more precisely sifrei kedusha, like we treat avodah zara. And the Magen Avram puts the two together. In fact, the pashtus of the Magen Avram is that the sefer Torah and sifrei kodesh should be treated the same way. However, the Prima Gadim claims that in his area, the Prima Gadim spent a lot of time in Germany, Lo Reisi Nagim came. He says, I did not see that they were makbid for Geniza on General Sfarim. V'ulai nevim uksum k'shem k'suvim ba'or v'dyo u'beglila. However, he says, presumably that would apply to nevim and k'suvim that are written on parchment. However, the simple reading of the Prima Gadim is that the Prima Gadim did not feel that one has to be makbid for Geniza on Svarim. However, clearly, all poskim today, I'm not aware of anyone that uses the Prima Gadim Halacha L'maisa, says that one needs to take what we call Shemus and give it the appropriate Geniza. We did see a leniency in the Kaf HaChaim that it doesn't have the same stringency. Maybe we could point out one ha'ara, and that is that the Rambam that we read in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah said that what requires Geniza are the Sfarim, Kisvei Kodesh, Perushein, Ubeurein. It could be that one could argue, even though most poskim do not say this, that if it's a sefer that's not at all devoted to Beurein, Uperushein, especially because we have the Prima Gadim that was entirely lenient, then maybe a person who has a suffek, does he have to go through all of his writings to make sure that there wasn't any pasuk or any divrei Torah? Maybe even within the Rambam, it's not mashma that there is a chiyuv. It is also possible, and on this I am mesupak, that the Prima Gadim was not at all talking about Geniza, but was only talking about putting Svarim into the Kli Cheres, but would agree that there is a requirement, a full-fledged requirement of Gneza for all Svarim as well. This seems to be how the Mishnah Brura understands the position of the Prima Gadim in both Sifkatan Chav Beis and Sifkatan Chav Dalid. However, from the words of the Prima Gadim and the Magi Avram, it seems to be the Prima Gadim is even more lenient than the Minhag HaOlam today. Finally, there was a big discussion once upon a time, but it was basically shut down by all the poskim, of whether printed Svarim have the same din as the Prima Gadim raised, whether printed Svarim have the same din as those that are written by hand, and the Taz in Yoredei and Reish Ayin Aleph Sifkat and Ches, as well as the Chavis Yor and Simen Kuf Pei Dalid, at the end of the day, all come out L'chumra, that it does not make a difference. In fact, the Chavis Yor gives a shout out to the great man Gutenberg, the one who first started the printing press. This is along the lines of another shout out that Gutenberg gets, and that's in the Sefer Tveris Yisrael, where he claims in his Pirush HaMishnayis in Avos, if I'm not mistaken, where he says that Gentiles also have an neshama. He mentions, would you say a great man like Gutenberg, who introduced the printing press, does not have an neshama? Someone who thought of such a brilliant invention. Nachzor l'inyoneinu, they discuss Gutenberg and the printing press, and almost unanimously, the poskim come out that it does not make a difference whether it was written by hand or it was done by print. Both require geniza. It is interesting to note, in cases of Shas HaTchak, which I have decided not to delineate, the Kaf HaChayim in Kufna Nun Dalid, Si'if Katan Lamid Zayin, brings down old Shailos Uchuvas that go back to the early days of Prague, where at times the Rabbonim found it extremely difficult to be able to arrange for Geniza, certain instances of certain leniencies in Geniza, but because they're few and far between, and the provisions are very detailed, and they all seem to be Shas HaTchak type of Shailas, one should know of these Marim Mekomos. The Kaf HaChaim gives us many old Shailas Uchuvas, the Shailas Uchuvas Knesset Yecheskel, we mentioned the Chavis Yor, and others, where there are some important kulas, but because they're only Shas HaTchak situations, we leave it as a Marim Mekom in the Kaf HaChaim and Simen Kuf Nun Dalid Sif Lamid Zayin. The one practical difference that we come away with, as the Kaf HaChaim himself also mentioned, was the requirement that a Sefer Torah be put into a potted cheres, potted earthenware. Svarim do not have to be buried in such a manner. They could be buried in bags or in boxes. This Bezer Hashem concludes a basic summary of the halachos of Geniza.